Learning Masech, the Shabbos, Taf Kuflam and Vavim and Aleph. The Gemara starts on Kuflam and Heim and Beis. The Gemara brings down Rav Shimon Gamliel that says that any baby that's born that's not 30 days old is a Suffolk Nephil. Might be a Nephil. We don't know. Later the Gemara says, and when it's Kimlei, it's Kolei Chadoshav, then we know it's not a Nephil. But ordinarily, it's a Suffolk. Tosfos talks about it to Rishonim, a complicated sugya, particularly with the sugya in Yevamos. Did Rav Shimon Gamliel mean by all cases? Did he mean dafka when Yitaka have a suffix when it was born after 8 months and you don't know if it's a ben zayin or a ben ches? Did he mean specifically when it's like kol, it's yiparnav and sarai? But that's a different sugya. It's more the sugya in Yevamos. Kabbalah, this Gemara says that it's a suffix if it's not 30 days old. It's a suffix. So Maris Akasha said, how do you do mila on Shabbos when it's a suffix? Maybe it's an Eifel. An Eifel is not Chayev Mila. So Rav Ada Bar Hava says, you do the Mila Mimanav Shech. If it's not an Eifel, if it's alive, so then it's good. And if it's an Eifel, so it's not a Malacha Bechlal. It's just Mechatech Basahu. It's just cutting meat. So the Gemara is Mavur that doing a Mila on a dead baby, or even on a baby which is seems to be alive, ostensibly alive, but has the halachic status of a dead baby, has a halachic status of an evil, is not a malacha. So there are two kashas on this. The first is, the Menachas Chinuch brings his kasha from the Prima Gadim. There's a machlokes Rishonim, we have in the beginning of Perek Shmeinu Shratzim, what exactly is the malacha of chayvel? The Gemara talks about chayvel in many places in Shas. Chayvel is a chi of chattas. What's the av malacha of chayvel? It's not one of the avos malachis. What's chayvel at hold of? So Rav Rishonim say, Netilas Neshama, that the dam is dam hua nefesh. When you take out the blood, you're taking out part of the nefesh. It's a tilas neshama. So according to that, it's understandable. If the child is dead, or has a halachic status of dead, so you can't do a tilas neshama. It's dead already. So mela, there wouldn't be any malacha of mila of chabura. But the Rambam shita is, periches, hinilcha shabbos halacha zayin, then chayvel is mefarik. Mefarik meaning dosh. Chayvel is part of mefarik, just like you can't squeeze out olives or grapes. It's an av malacha, it's a tolda of dosh. Hu adin, squeezing blood from a living organism is mefarik. So the Menachas Chinuch in the malacha of dosh brings down the kasha from the Prima Gadim that Ibazai, why would that only apply to someone alive? The Prima Gadim Nemzan, that of course it would apply to a dead animal as well. Lamashal, you have a shechted animal, and you do malicha on Shabbos, you take the salt, and put it over the meat in order to get out the blood. Tain it to Prima Gadim, according to the Rambam, that will be a malacha of mefarik, it will be a malacha of dosh. Doesn't matter that the animal's dead. But when he got to this Gemara, here you have a shverkite. If the malacha of taking the blood out is not a malacha of netilas neshama, it's a malacha of dosh, so why wouldn't it apply to the dead child as well, or to the halachically dead child? Why would you say on the Tzaddik's Mace you're doing a malacha the rice of mefarik? As I affect the Prima Gadim and it's brought in the Minchas Chinuch. But the Stipler, and Sir earlier, Simon Lamed Ches, he brings is really there's a lush in the Rambam that a chayvel b'chay sheyeshli or a chayv mishum mefarik. He says clearly it has to be alive. The Yeshuas Malkai also makes that diuk. But what's Taka the Pshat? If it's Mepharik, so why does it have to be alive? So the Stipler says like this. He says, you find milking, Rav Yishayna mold milking is the Isser of Dosh, Mepharik. And the Gemara says later, in the Afkuf Mem Dalanam in Beis, you could, if you milk into a pail, you chayav chatas. But if you milk into a porridge, into a kedera, then it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because mashka bolo eichel ka eichel dami. The problem is taking milk, a mashka, from an eichel, from the behemoth, which is an eichel. So if the milk is in a pail, so it's a beverage. A beverage is mefarik. Mashenkin, if you chaylev straight into a kedair, into a pot, it's a food. A food is not mefarik. That's why you let it squeeze a lemon. You can't make lemon juice, but you let it squeeze a lemon directly onto fish, because it's mal eichel. It's ka eichel dummy. So Zach the Stipler, perhaps we could say like this. Blood is not a beverage. It's not a drink. No one drinks blood. It's even the guy who don't drink blood. what's the purpose of blood? If you don't do malicha on the meat, so you eat the blood together with the meat. So blood is an eichel. So therefore, if you take blood out of a dead animal, or a dead or halachically dead child, you're not taking a mashke from an eichel. It's not a mashke b'chlal. It has a halachic status of an eichel. But when it's alive, so the fact that you're taking an inanimate object from a live organism, that makes it mafarik. But when it's dead, they're both inanimate, there's no real chiluk between the blood, even though one's liquid and one's solid, but it doesn't have the halachic status of a mashke, so it wouldn't have the halacha of taking mashke mitaych eichel. He says, that would explain another thing, which Milchus Chinuch is also very bothered with. We find in a few places that if dam is mifkid pakid, if the dam is not considered chibure michbur, it's not attached, it's mifkid pakid, it's just gathered on its own, there's no iser. L'mashal, we have right before in Kuflam Megimel the days, the Gemara says that mitzitza is a sakana, a male that doesn't do it, we fire him. The Gemara says, pshita, if you do mitzitza on Shabbos, obviously it's because it's a sakana, why else would it be mechal Shabbos? So Gemara says, you would think dam mifkid pakid, kamashman chibure michbur. So if dam is mifkid pakid, there'd be no iser mitzitza. And the shaila is why? We find that the juice of the olives or the grapes is considered mifkid pakid. So why isn't it considered? So why don't we say that it's mefarik even though it's mifkid pakid? So he says, very good. When it's juice, when it's mashke from eichel, even the fact that it's mifkid pakid would be called mefarik. Mashkeh, when it's really not mashke and eichel b'chlal, it's just because you're taking an inanimate thing from a living organism. If it's not a chalik of the living organism, then it wouldn't be mefarik. That's just Eibler's word. Now there's another kasha, the Dvar Avram, chalik Aleph, Simon Chav Gimel discusses this question. There's a Shita Mekavetzis, which is quoted in the Achreinim often, that says that besides for the malacha of Netilas Neshama, of the bleeding that's done by the Bris Mila, the Chabura, the Chayvel, there's another malacha by Bris Mila, the Shita Mekavetzis holds, of Gezes. Just like you're not allowed to cut hair, or geizes is with hair, and you find that nails is also an issue of geizes, so cutting off the arla would also be an issue of geizes. Now, geizes certainly applies to a dead animal or a dead organism, that's for sure. So again, the question is, how would you allow to do the mila on a safik ben ches, on a safik nefel? You'll say, mimanavshach, if it's alive, then we're doing a good mila, and if not, we're not doing a malachas mechatech baser, but tepik later should be an issue of geizes. This gemara should be raya kenega the shita mekavetzis, should be raya that there is no issue of geizes. So the Dvar Avram says, a parsha de teretz. He says, bemisin is taka very shver. Why is it an issue of geizes? If you cut a piece of meat in half, there's an issue of geizes? If you cut off some skin from a chicken, there's an issue of geizes? Where's the geizes here? So maybe you could say that since a person is alive, when you cut skin off the person, so you're cutting inanimate material off a live thing, maybe that's geizes. But if it's dead, there should be nissa geizes? Where? And he says, maybe the pshat's like this. If the skin is arla, the skin is mamish nias, it doesn't belong there. There's an issa to have it there. So it's meisur, so even though it looks like regular skin, but this skin has a chalei shem arla, so removing the arla is an issa geizes. But if it's taka halachically an eifel, so there is no arla. There is no mila, there is no arla. So all you're doing is cutting off some skin. Geizes means you cut something from the skin. The hair, the nails, and that. Cutting some skin from other skin, that can't be geizes. If you're cutting it for me, that's mechatech. But it's not geizes. So Meli says that's why, even if by a live mila, when you have an arla from a live person, that would be geizes. But from a dead, from an eifel, where there is no mitzvah mila, the arla wouldn't be considered geizes. But then the stipler, this was in Simon Lamaches, the stipler in Simon Lamaches, he says he has a new pshat in the sugya though, which would answer both these kashas. Since Rashi says that it's mechatech basa shkut of leicha buruhi, it's not a malacha. But maybe you could say a different pshat. Maybe you could say it is a malacha, but you have a patur of makalkal. If the old makalkal b'chabura is pater, so you have the p'tur of makalkal. As whatever malachit is, what the Gemara means is like this. If it's alive and it's a proper mila, and for that it's called masakin, Because we don't like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Makalko b'chabur is pater. And why do you need a pasuk for Mila? Because Mila is called Masakin. It's tikkuni gafra. But that would only be if he's chayev in Mila. If he's not chayev in Mila, it's mechatech basa bi'alma, meaning it's Makalko. So it doesn't matter if it's geizes or if it's chabura. But lemais, you have the heter Makalko. And he says Yerushalmi's mashma that way. Rabbi Kivega and Gilyan Hashas brings Mitzayin to Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the following. Show Rabbi Yaisi. Elaine Tinaikis Sveikis Malachalam is a Shabbos. Kuyum Michal Shamash is a suffix, meaning a suffix of its Kolei Chadashav. Meaning like a Famila. Vam Rabbi Yaisi Barbun Vyos. You could. Mimanav Shach. Ben Tishahu Yimel. If it's a 9-month-old baby, so then you could do the Mila. And Ben Shmein Anasika Mechatech Bebasar Shaloy Litzerich. That's the Lashon of Yerushalmi. We have a Lashon Mechatech Basar Ba'alma, which can mean I'm just cutting meat, and it's not a malacha. But the Lashon Yishalmi is, k'mechadach basa shaloi letzerich. So I think you could learn it like the Bavli, that it's mechadach basa, meaning it's not a malacha, and so you're doing it shaloi letzerich. But all you're doing is a mechadach basa shaloi letzerich. But the Stifle says the Lashon is not mashma that way. The Lashon is mashma mechadach basa shaloi letzerich means that it's mekalkal. And he says, that's how you can tie to Gemara here, Mechatach Basav Alma. Mechatach Basav Alma can mean that it's Mechalkal. Then Mrs. Rabbeinu Chananel, he brings it afterwards. Rabbeinu Chananel, Chayri says like him. Here we have in the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side, after he brings the Gemara, he says, Ve'im yesh lahakshas oid, I hachi de mila chitach basru ve'enem alacha, afilu she'enem, mila she'enem is mani yinimo b'shabes, Mechatach b'basru. If you're going to tell me that mila is chitach basru, it's not a malacha, so even Mila Shleibis man, they could do Mila on Shabbos. It's Mechatech Bebaser. Upirku, ki Mila Dachi Malacha, he ki Mesakenu. Ki Kevin Shechaitach Arla Mesakne Lechel Betshuma Velishcha Alavav Vivesa Pesach. Even the Bein Echananel, Mila is a Malacha is Mesaken, because he Mesaken him Lechel Tshuma Velishcha Sa Pesach. So what's the Rach saying? If you learn the Rach like Rashi, that he learns the Gemara like Rashi, that Mechatech Basav Alma means that since he's considered dead, It's not a malacha b'chalal. So what's this kasha? Yihachi mila shleif ismana. Mila shleif ismana, if he's considered alive, it is a malacha. And mila shleif ismana is not deicha Shabbos. Well, what's the kasha b'chalal? And you see that his teretz is that mila shleif ismana is called a tikkun. Even though you're not supposed to do the mila, but l'mais it's called a tikkun because he can eat a karban pesach. Al kach, this is what he means. Even if he's alive, if you're not supposed to do the milah, so the milah is a makalkal. So you weren't even any of the Shabbos. So that's fact. It's a milah shleib is mana. I'm not supposed to do it. So it should be makalkal. He said, Avada, you're not supposed to do it. But the person becomes a nemo. He becomes mesukin. He now can eat chuma. His father can shech the carbon pesach. So that's called mesakin, even though you're not supposed to do it. Not daim it to someone who has no chiv milah, which that's Makalko, but L'chai, you see, Mamash refers to Bein Echananel from this Shakel of Atayah that he learned like the Stipla, then when the Gemara says Mechadlich Basav Alma means that since you're not Mechuyiv and Mila, Mel is Makalko. So Mel has his Kasha, Mila Shleib is Mana also. L'mais it's Makalko, where's the Chil Shabbos? The Tarot says, no, Mila Shleib is Mana is a Chuyiv Mila, you just can't do it today. But if you do it, he's Yetzir of Mila, he could eat Pesach, he could eat Truma. Hashem by a Nefel, on the tzadis in Eifel, there's no Indian Amila B'chol, you didn't do anything. He said that a Chacham Echad asked him, so what about Andragonus? The Gemara says Andragonus is not Decha Shabbos. So the Emes says it's not clear that Andragonus is a Suffolk. The Marashah says early on Taizen Daf Kufbaim Heim and Aleph, Andragonus is not a Suffolk. Andragonus doesn't have a Din Mila B'chol. But this life was going with the pshat that Andragonus is a Suffolk. Some people hold that way. So Vishlaim, if you learn like Rashi, that the pshat is, if he's dead, it's not a malacha. So an andragonus, either way, it's a malacha. So mainly, you can't do the mila on Shabbos. But Shengen, if you hold like what he's learning in the Rambam and the Rach, that the pshat is that if he's not mechuyiv in mila, so mila is not mekalkel, so andragonus also should do a mila. Manavshech. If it's a good mila, so Shabbat kamol, and if not, so it's mekalkel, so it's not a malacha. So the Stifler says like this. The Stifler says that Andragonus Minishvit is a tikkun. Because if you don't do the mila, you can't eat chuma. Misafik. And now that you do a mila, he's able to eat chuma. Like Rabbeinu Chananel saying, that's called the tikkun. you don't do a milah, his father can't bring a carbon Pesach. Now that you do a milah, his father can bring a carbon Pesach. Now Shenkin and Nafel, he's not, if he's a Nafel, he's not gonna last too long. He's not gonna be around at all. It doesn't last for 30 days in Nafel. So Mel is not negaya the issue of being misakin and for eating tshuma. He's not gonna be able to eat tshuma anyway. Doesn't say about his father bringing the carbon Pesach, or maybe it's not Pesach now, or it's not this man shebeis hamikdash kayim, or whatever the case is. So it's not negaya the tikkun by an andragonist. There is a tikkun. He's mechuyev to mal misafik. He's going to be mechuyev in this mila. He needs this mila not to be an arul. Hashenkin and Nafel, and the tzaddi is an Nafel, he's gonna die anyway. It's not negaya the whole thing. So mel, it's only a tikkun if it's a mitzvah. So that's why the Gemara could say mimanav shach. Now the Gemara goes weiter. Well, other Tanya Savik ben Shiva Savik ben Shmeina Emechal v'Shabbos Amai. Nemhali mimanav shach. Emchay v'Shabbos Kamal v'Lav v'Chatach Basahu. That we had a brisa earlier that via Savik, if it's a full term pregnancy or ben Shiva, which in those days could have been, or ben Shmeina, which is premature, which is an Eifel, it says you're not Mechal Shabbos. Why? Havana Brahav is telling you this mimanav shach. So the Gemara says, "Amemar reider avina anav rav chmurim mechayvins kminu mimul achanamim lima." You do the mila, v'nitzchel lemachshivei mila, baliba der belazer. So you could do the mila, but the only thing it's the gay is machshivei mila according to der belazer. That's a vadei chil shabbos, and it's a safik mila. So you can't do a chil shabbos on a safik mila. But the mila itself, mimanav shach, is not chil shabbos. If it's a mila, it's fine, and if it's not a mila, so it's mechatach basa bialma. So Kama G'dayli Achreinim asked a kasha like this. We had earlier, spoke about it in previous Shurma, Machlekes Vishenim. Rav Vishenim, the Baal Amor and the Rashbam, and the Mashmoyis of the Rambam and the Rif, they hold that let's say you have a case where you don't have the hot water that you need after the Mila. It got spilled. But you have the hot water for before the Mila. You're ready to do the Mila, but you don't have the hot water for after the Mila. So Azai, Rav Yishayinim hold, you can't do the Mila, because since if you do the Mila, then you're going to have to heat up hot water. So Kundes Yivin Gairim Chil Shabbos, and Machshir Mila is not Deich Shabbos. But the Shittas Haramban is, like we spoke, that, no, Ein L'mitzvah L'shaita. Just do the Mila, and that's Deich Shabbos, and then afterwards, you'll have Bikuch Nefesh to be Deich Shabbos. You don't push off the Mila because of Bikuch Nefesh that's going to come later. So in fact, the Karen Aira, early on the Kuflam Megillah Mebeis and the Sfasemes, and the Chassam Sefer mentions it in a few of his Shuvas, in Chelek Beis, Simon Samach Tes, and in Yerodeya, Simon Reish Mem Zayin. They have Ebenezer, Chelek Beis, Simon Samach Tes, and Yerodeya, Simon Reish Mem Zayin. Now, this Gemara is not like the Ramban. Because according to the Ramban, you don't have to come on to Rabbi Lezer, which you don't paskin like, with Mechshir Emila. We could say another case. We could say a case where you don't have the hot water for after the Mila. You need to be Mechal Shabbos and Mlach of the Reis after the Mila. So Mela, you don't have the Miman of Shach. On the Mila, you have the Miman of Shach. But the Mila is going to cause a Chil Shabbos. And that Chil Shabbos will be a Chil Shabbos Vadois. So for a Suffolk, you can't be Goyim a Chil Shabbos Vaday. The Chayyidus Gemara should be a starker Raya to the Rishayim that anyway you can't do it. Even by a Mila Vaday, you can't be Goyim a Chil Shabbos later. That's Machshir Mila. So Mela has to go in like our blazer that Machshir Mila is Deich Shabbos. But according to the Ramban, that for a Mila Vada you could be going Mechil Shabbos, so why not say that's the side of the Mila Suffolk, then you won't be able to be going Mechil Shabbos Vada if after the Mila, this is Achreinim's Kasha. But I don't really see the Hechich to the Kasha. And then I saw, Lechara, this is what Achreinim are answering. See, the emphasis is a Machlekes Rishenim. Ayula, if you have a Suffolk, and again, it's a complicated sugya when we decide that it's a suffik. But if you have someone that's taka a suffik ben shiva, suffik ben shmeina, and it's a suffik, are you allowed to be mechal shamus to save this suffik nafel's life? The mechaber says no, but the reiv achreinim, reiv paiskim say yes. The mechalikas rishainim. So if we know like the reiv paiskim, that there's a din whenever there's a bikuch nefesh and a suffik nafel, so a suffik nafel, Yid Deich Shabbos to save him, because maybe it's a Ben Kayama. Just like a Safik Yid, Safik Goyim, Mefach, and all of a Sagal, a Safik Nefel, Safik Ben Kayama, the Mechal Shabbos to save its life. So I don't need the Hechrich to the Kasha, and I saw this Vasem, as Mamish says this. So the Rambam would say, so even by a suffik, if the din is misafik, you do the mila. Because you have a miman of shach. So you have a mitzvah mila, a suffik mitzvah mila, but you're supposed to do the mila misafik, because miman of shach, if it's chayiv shach b'mol, if not it's mechatak basa b'alma, so I have the chayiv to do the mila, al suffik the ra'isul b'chumra. Now what are you going to tell me? You can't. Because it'll come out of chil Shabbos. That's bikuach nefesh. That's a bikuach nefesh. A suffik bikuach nefesh is deich Shabbos. A suffik mila is not deich Shabbos. It's only deich Shabbos because it's a miman of shach. But a suffik bikuach nefesh is deich Shabbos. So fine. So I'll do the mila now. I'll let the suffik bikuach nefesh be deich Shabbos. Mehecha teisa not. Mehecha teisa the Rambam would only say a swear when it's a vadei mila. When it's a vadei mila, either way, even a vadei mila is not deicha l'machshirim. The machshirim are nitcha because afterwards the halacha is that the bikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. And the fact that I did a mila that caused it, the Ramban says we say in the mila l'shaito, like we were marich. So who did if it's a safik mila? If I did a mitzvah l'shaito, I'm doing a mitzvah now, a safik mitzvah, and it's not chil l'shabbos al simi manavshach. I later we're going to have now a safik bikuach nefesh in mechal l'shabbos? That's fine. Suffik bikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. It's perfectly acceptable. I don't see any reason to think, or kapanim no hechrich to think, that the Rambam would only say is din by a vadei mila, not by a suffik mila. Elamai, and the Chassam Sofer and the Karen Ari, I see red this ice. Elamai, you'll have a problem according to the other shittas. That if you hold that a suffik bikuach nefesh is not deicha Shabbos, so if the wood is spilled, you'll do the mila, and now, you're gonna run into a problem. Cause now you have suffik bikuach nefesh, and you're not gonna be able to be deicha Shabbos for it. So here is svara, if it comes to suffik bikuach nefesh, so you can't be deicha Shabbos. For lemaisa, there'll be like a chash v'tzicha to go put the nefil into a matzah where it's a suffik bikuach nefesh, and then you won't be able to be deicha Shabbos to save it. Ken zayin. But that's not the suffik mila not being deicha Shabbos. So the Karen Ari reads his eyes. You can't learn that now from Arlosei. Arlosei v'loi safik, and the Gemara says, v'loi safik tells you a safik ben sheva basafik ben shmeina. It's not the safik mila that's not deicha Shabbos. The safik mila is deicha Shabbos, because iman hashach, it's not chil Shabbos. Now the problem is, that safik bikuach nefesh is not deicha Shabbos. And there's an iser to put the vlan into a matzah of a bikuach nefesh where you won't be able to mechal Shabbos to save him. That has nothing to do with suffik mila being deicha Shabbos. That can't be the pshat. The male, the pshat would have to be machshir and mila kaidah mila, bringing the knife for kadaima, where there the pshat is suffik mila is not deicha Shabbos. As opposed to this, where the mila wouldn't be deicha Shabbos, it's just that the suffik pikuach nefesh is not deicha Shabbos, and male, you won't be able to do the mila because you're putting him into a matzah of a suffik pikuach nefesh. Hazel l'chari the teretz on the kushas achreinim and the Ramban. Now there is also a shaila, if l'halacha l'maisa we paskin this way, we paskin that we make this miman of shach. L'halacha l'maisa, do we say this miman of shach or not? The Rambam rather brings it. The Rambam brings this miman of shach. But the Rishaynim and Medayik in the Rif, and the Rosh is also that way then, because the Rif brings down the brisa of Safik ben Shiva, Safik ben Shmeina, as Ein Mechal Nol V'Sah Shabbos. And he doesn't say, we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer that Machshir Mila is Deicha Shabbos. He doesn't say that really you could do a Mila Miman of Shach, it's only Machshir Mila according to Rabbi Lezer. The Mashmoyis of the Rif is that even Lamaisa, a Safik ben Shiva, Safik ben Shmein is not Deicha Shabbos. And that's how the Rishaynim learn. There are Achreinim, including the Daik Yemesha, that is not Medaik the Rif that way. So the Rif doesn't mean that it's not Deicha Shabbos. The Daik Yemesha says it just means you're not Mechal Shabbos to save him. And there are other pshatim in the Rif, but the Rishaynim, the Ramban, and the Rajba, and the Ran, they all learn the Rif that he holds, we talk it, don't pass him like a Vada Brahava. Bama says, they bring down Rabbeinu Chananel, we have it on the side. Rabbeinu Chananel, when he finishes the Gemara, and he says, Lenitzka, Lemashir, Mila, Lima, Deram, Beleza, he says, Veles Silchasachi, Dishnuyahi, Vashnuyah, Leisam Chinon. It's just the Teretz. We don't, that's how we have the Teretz. Really, it's a good kasha, and really, we're not mal a suffik. Shaila is very shver. How being madcha, the Gemara is shakla v'tarya. The Gemara seemed to them on that it's mukher, because otherwise, how could you do a mila on any baby that's not 30 days? So Rishayim Amfalpul about it. The Beis Yosef says it's really totally in that sugya in Yevamos that I referred to earlier, that we don't say that every single baby that's born has a din suffik. We don't hold that way, except legabe avelos. But we really don't pass in that way. It's just when a baby is born 8 months, it's an 8 month baby. So then the Samachleikas Rabbanan and Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbanan say that it's a nafel. And if Shimon Gamliel says no, we could say it's really a 7 month baby, it just waited in the womb. It just didn't come out after 7 months, it waited till 8 months. So that's why you can wait 30 days, till 30 days it's a suffik. And then the Gemara throws in, if it's not Gomru Sarev, it's Yiparnav. Like I said, it's a big sugya. But the Beis Yosef is tining that this Gemara was going on the tzad that every single baby is a suffik. So of course you're going to have to say some pshat that you can do a milah, even though it's a suffik, you're going to say Eimim Anavshach. But halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin every single baby is a suffik. So mela, when you taka have a suffik, when a baby is born after 8 months, and you have to say that maybe it was a 7 month baby and it waited ukadema, when you taka have a suffik, or it's like Gomru Sarev Tziparnav together with being born by 8 months, so we don't end up passing like this teretz, we don't need this teretz anymore. That's the pshat and the riff and the rush. And that's how the Mechaber paskens halacha l'maisa, that by a suffik we don't say this miman of shech. The Ramah didn't learn the riff and the rush that way. And Mel, the Ramah holds according to everyone, yamal a suffik, like the pashtus and the Gemara. That's what the Ramah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, it's a shayla we paskin, nahar and nahar upashte, he says. Some places are mal by a suffik, some places are not. I assume by us, normally, when there's any type of a suffik of a premature baby, we assume that it's not healthy enough to do the mila l'shmini anyway, so it doesn't come out in a geya. But the shayla is, naniach, we don't pask like the Gemara for whatever cheshbin you're going to say, but what's taka wrong with the cheshbin? Mechayr, it sounds right. If it's chay, so shapa kamol. If it's an eifel, so mechatech basa ba'alma. So the fila we said that mechatech basa ba'alma is a pter mekalkel, so you could say that it's lemaisa, it's asim derabanan. So lemaisa, who says derabanan wa mekel? If it's for every baby, so derabanan wa mekel, mashenkin, if it's only in a rear case of a suffik, so mechatech derabanan wa mekel, and said that you could be oivra mekalkel. But if you say it's bechlal not a malacha, so what's the cheshbon? So the Beis Yosef is mashma. They weren't matte tiltul muksa. They weren't matte tiltul muksa l'tzarech mila. Since it's a suffix, it's a shaylef tiltul muksa. So they weren't matte tiltul muksa. But it's a bissel shver because the chayyav by a suffix ben shiva, suffix ben shmeina. I think maybe the mechabel l'shitase holds that you can't be mechal shamis to save him. But I think we neman that a suffix ben shiva, suffix ben shmeina, you do take care of him. The chayyav is no isa muksa. So there's a shtickel from the Grach al Hashas. He doesn't say the cheshbon of the sugya, but he says a cheshbon that when you memayit or losai, that's memayit safik midin vaday. Since there's a min akrav or losai, that's memayit safik midin vaday. See, that means the Minchas Chinuch already says a shtickel, because Taisus asked a kasha, the Gemara earlier, that says or losai v'loy safik derechas Shabbos and loy neilu ben hashmashis v'chuli. So Taisus says, nearly it's a smachta ba'alma. You don't need a pasuk for that, because it's a suffik. Of course a suffik is not derech Shabbos. But the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Beis, he says that the pasuk tells you that there's no dechiyah Shabbos b'tayris vandai. There's no dechiyah Shabbos b'tayris vandai. So mele, if someone does a mila on a suffik, it's not the pshat, has to bring an ashim tolim, it has to bring a chatas. He says also in Afgimina, let's say there's a roiv, because by a suffik you can go bas a roiv. Let's say it was mixed in someone that the mila was shloi bezmane with roiv mila bezmane. So on a suffik you can go bas a roiv. Mashiach, if a teres says that there's no din mila but teres vadais, even a roiv doesn't help. There's a flaw in the end of the first pek exuvis that says that you can learn that even a svek sveka. Let's say you have a svek sveka. When you have a pasuk with a mind a suffix, even a svek sveka doesn't work because it's a mind of teres vadai. Now l'chaya, it's shver because then you wouldn't be able to say miman of shach. If you're going to say a suffix is mamuy b'teres vaday, so what do you mean im chay u'shape kamohu? But since it's a suffix, we don't know that he's chay. So even if chay, it's a vaday not a mila. So l'chaya, this gemara is connected the achreinim's teira, the minchas chinuch, and other achrayim say this Torah. Very, very schwer. But the Grach HaLashas is saying that fakert, that's gufa the pshat of the Rif. That's gufa why you don't say mimonavshach. Because since it's a suffix, there's no din d'chiyu b'tayris v'adai, and male doesn't pass the mimonavshach. So I guess you have to make a cheshbin in the sugya that this Gemara was saying that all babies are a suffix. If you hold all babies are a suffix, sal karchach, the only way to mal any baby is through the mimonavshach. Sal karchach, you're going to have to say that there's no din, a mir of suffix be'etzim to be a vadai. But l'das, the Rif and the Rosh, the maskana, we don't hold it as cheshbin, and when it's taka, a suffix, we don't say mimonavshach. So shapi, you can learn that arlasai means that it's, arlasai vadai v'lay suffix means it's a din, that suffix is not deicha v'teres vadai, and afkamina, that you don't say roiv, you don't say svek sveika, but also be afkamina, you don't say mimonavshach. And that's how the Grach learns the Rif and the Rosh, while the Maisi, you don't say mimonavshach.